Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. African-American and Black students in California face a significant gap in academic achievement compared to their peers. According to recent data from the California Department of Education from this year, roughly 30% of Black students in the state met English language arts standards. Roughly 16% met the standard for math. Black Students of California United is a nonprofit working to help address these challenges that students face today, with an emphasis on providing resources for success and mental health support. Dr. Angela Barfield is one of the co-founders of BSCU and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Vicky?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for making the time. You are one of four co-founders of BSCU. What brought y'all together to create this nonprofit?
You know, believe it or not, it was the stats that you speak of just previously, but also it's the young people who have a desire to find success in the state that they call home. Myself, Ms. Deborah Watkins, Ms. Jacqueline McFarlane, and Dr. Angela Williams, you know, we sat down one Saturday and we hammered it out with the insight of a handful of young students that said, we want a voice and we want to make sure that life gets better for kids that look like us.
And now it's 7 years and counting that this nonprofit has been around. But your passion for education, I'm sure, predates that by years and years. What sparked your passion for pursuing a career in education?
Believe it or not, it was my own children. I was a basketball coach at the beginning of all of this and started working in a district in the Central Valley and saw a need that Black children had in the sense of a sense of belonging and being respected and valued, and a sense of understanding of their presence in classrooms today. And so over time, I decided that there's more to this than just being a mom. I owe it to parents who are disengaged with the system because of traumas that they've endured from the system, as well as the students themselves, to dig in and help districts and administrations understand that Black children are not the data that they see, that they are actually great contributors along with the predecessors and their ancestors that came before them, that can really build an educational system that works for all.
Yeah, I mean, you hit a really key point that these experiences don't just encapsulate the student body, but student bodies of the past. And I would imagine there were personal experiences for you as a student that were really formative and shaped the work that you wanted to do and are doing across classrooms and school districts in California.
Absolutely. Along with, you know, all of the four co-founders, Jacqueline McFadden was a 30-year educator and was, I think, a teacher of the year. And then you have Deborah Watkins, who is an executive director for our Black Education Network, which is a national organization that is working to, you know, elevate Black scholars and to bring relevant education to not just Black students who definitely need it, because, you know, we have been disconnected from our culture and our heritage throughout this system. But more than that, to ensure that this country begins to understand is that our ancestors did a lot. They paid the price. They brought a lot to this place. And, you know, but we need to make sure that our young people understand and value their history for themselves so that they can elevate out of these roots, you know, of traumatic, systemic, educational, you know, low expectations that are taking them down. So that's why this organization was formed. That's why these young people continue to lead us to make the right decisions on their behalf. And we do our best to find the funding so we can fund those things for them.
When it comes to the resources and what you provide to students in school districts, what makes Black Students of California United unique?
I think we're unique because we are Black-led. Our students lead us and we're relevant, right? We don't sugarcoat anything. We ensure that our young people understand the value of their Blackness, that they understand that Black excellence is not just a term, it's a way of life. We need them to understand that our ancestors put a lot out in order and saw them, right, in the sense of all of these moments that they're enduring, that this is nothing new and that they can be resilient and fight through. We work within the districts to build affinity spaces, which are called Black Student Unions, right? People think that they're just clubs. They're more than just clubs. These are affinity groups. These are places where young people go, one, to feel safe, two, to find and to affirm themselves. But more than that, they're there to help the district see and hear them so that they can build things on their campus that support their growth. And we think that that's important, and that's what makes us different, I believe, from a lot of other organizations, is that we're grassroots, but we're right in the midst, and we work with the student, meeting them at their need. We are truly equity focused.
Yeah, you're teaching students empowerment at a very young age.
Yes, actually, you know, when we started BSCU, it was just high schools. We started with 23 of them. Now we're at 160 schools. We've incorporated middle schools because some of our districts were saying, hey, you know, can you help us start a little bit earlier? You know, maybe, you know, to help support some of the things we want to do. And we have one district right now that's piloting elementary school Black student unions. And we're starting to see some really great things happening at the lower level. And we know that over time, we're going to see that it's just going to bring those numbers, all those data points that everybody wants to, you know, put on Black students. You're going to see that those numbers are going to increase and our Black students can truly do great things.
Given that this August will mark 7 years since your nonprofit, BSCU, was founded, I would imagine a lot. There's one thing having an idea and a passion and coming together with three other co-founders and coming up with an idea for a nonprofit. But how has your organization evolved over the course of these 7 years?
Man, starting with 23 schools, and now to be at 160 is humongous. We have schools as far south as San Diego, as far north as, you know, San Francisco, and then east and west as well. We have built partnerships with our secondary and post-secondary partner institutions, so our CSUs, our UCs, our private universities. Our young people get to see the world too. You know, we have an immersion program where they go and visit. They were in Washington, D.C. last year, visiting HBCUs and the National Museum. And year to that, they were at the Jubilee for the Edmund Pettus Bridge. They actually got to see John Lewis at his last outing on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I mean, you talk about life changing, right? We have to expose them to the best of their culture. And that's what we seek out to do, because otherwise they probably won't get those opportunities. So leadership is important. We want them to understand is they have to advocate for themselves and they have to speak up, because we cannot expect for educators in the system to understand what they need if their voices aren't elevated and they're not putting it out there for them to hear and see.
Given that you're actually, you know, letting students lead and listening to them and starting with them, they're the source of all of this. I mean, the past 3 years has just disrupted classrooms, and that's really an understatement. Yeah. What are students telling you about their needs now and the challenges that they're trying to overcome? What gets lost in this conversation?
Well, you know, mental health. That's what we hear right now. Our health ambassadors, which is one of the legs of our youth leadership work, they are telling us the importance of connection. Losing 2 years to COVID knocked everyone for a loop, but it really did some harm to our Black students. And so building these networks and connections just to be able to talk, right? To be able to say, I don't know what's wrong. I don't understand the way I feel. Is important. And the work that they're doing right now with, even it's virtual, as much as we all say we have Zoom burnout, these young people are using it to their advantage so that they can encourage one another and really get us to understand that the way it affects you is not the way it affects us. And this is what we're hearing from our peers. And this is how we feel this is the direction that we think we should be able to go in order to build capacity in ourselves to be better students, better leaders, better community, leaders and so forth. So, yeah.
You mentioned health ambassadors. How does that work? What do they do?
So our health ambassadors were formed as a part of the base work, and they are a group of youth leaders that come together to try to understand and see and hear from their peers of things that are necessary, like what's happening at your school site that could be causing you trauma or harm mentally? And then what are some things we can do? So this year, you know, we do an annual conference every year. So this year we are partnering with UC Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. Our keynote speaker is Dr. Angela Davis. Believe
right.
it or not, and, our kids are
And she's a professor at the university at Santa Cruz,
correct.
Right?
Correct. And so the kid said, you know what, Dr. Barfield, can we do a mental health afternoon session where we can all come in, where we can do some things that center us and that's positive for us? So this year, they're going to be doing drumming, journaling, and dancing, and things that are just mellowing. And then they wanted to take a direct look and moment in time to be with their adult advisors that are doing this work. So this is usually faculty in the schools, to show them how much they appreciate them as their adult advisors, and seeing what they're enduring at the school sites as well. So it's going to be a come together moment for all of them, but it's really about self-care and what matters. How do we take care of us so that we can continue this journey of excellence together, so that those that are coming behind us have something to grasp a hold of and be proud of?
Yeah, and I would imagine even more impactful given that you're providing a network of peers and mentors.
Absolutely. And we are so grateful to the partners that we have in this work. Again, we are a nonprofit, so everything is funding, 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 and it is tough to find funding. We've been turned down for funds, believe it or not, because we have Black in our name. We've been told that our name comes off a little militant or scary, and it's like, these are Black children. What is militant and scary about Black children, right? So we are always seeking funding and support so that we can continue this work to build capacity in our young leaders, because they're gonna lead us one day. Our first cohort of students, Vicky, believe it or not, they're graduating from college this year. So, you know, and so we did, I think our EdSource story had one of our youth leaders he's gonna impact the world. So we're proud of BSCU and the work that it does and how we can help and support our school districts as a whole in serving our Black students.
Given that you started with high school students and you're going to be marking 7 years, so you're really starting to see these students graduate from college and really start this chapter in adulthood. I mean, this is really a full circle moment, you know, starting from an idea and a passion to actually seeing the results in everyday lives that are going to affect our communities.
Absolutely. And it's something that I think our communities need to embrace and be proud of with us, in the sense that, you know, society puts tags and stereotypes on a lot of students in, you know, in our society. However, these students are saying, look, we're trying to help you help us, right? Don't assume that you know what we need. Listen to us. You know, our leaders are here for us. Respect us. Give us relevance. You know, in the classroom spaces, you know, they're asking their teachers, respect us, you know, lift the level of expectation for us. We can meet it. Any Black student, regardless of grade level, Vicky, they can meet any level of expectation that anyone gives them. They're asking that you elevate it like you do everyone else so that they can find the same successes.
Yeah, and a grade is only one limiting metric of what someone can do with their life. Finally, in the last, you know, minute or so that we have, how can someone get involved or learn more about BSCU, Black Students of California United?
So we are online. We have our website, which is www.blackstudentscu.us. We are always looking for funding partners. You can even, you know, see our list of schools. If you're in an area where there is a school that is in a district that you reside in, support that group. Support, reach out to that advisor. Reach out to that district, because, you know, for the districts to invest in these young people to be a part of our organization and allow us to work with them is a huge undertaking. And so we just ask that you support these young people when they're doing fundraisers or if they're doing something in the community. Just stop by and tell them, thank you for being the best you could be. And so truly, this is a labor of love for all of us, our board members, our board president, who is just, I mean, always stomping the ground on behalf of Black students. We're here and we want to work in every district in California if we can. We are here to support them so that they too can find success with every student that they have.
Dr. Angela Barfield is a co-founder of Black Students of California United. Thank you so much for the time.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. That is it for Insight today. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.